So how would you complete the sentence? The university is a space for
learning, but also growing as a person, mm-hmm. right? Sort of developing, learning about your interests, and sort of, yeah, discovering things about yourself. The university years are sort of magical in a way, mm-hmm. right? Because you're still in a learning environment where mm-hmm. it's sort of safe to sort of experiment with ideas and thoughts and deciding what you want to do and what your interests are, and it being okay not really knowing. So, mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm. sort of learning and growing.
Do you recognize this sound? Personally, this reminds me of the last 2 years of global pandemic, and with that goes social isolation and generally quite challenging times mentally. As the pandemic raised a lot of awareness to the topic of mental health, in this podcast episode, we would like to talk about mental health during the pandemic and of psychological counseling the University of Stuttgart has to offer. My name is Nadja, and I will guide you through our podcast. I'm 19 years old, and I'm studying English literature and mathematics to become a teacher.
Yeah, that sounds great. Hello, my name is Vanessa, and I'm also 19 years old. I study English literature and politics to become a teacher as well.
Hey, my name is Michelle. I'm 22 years old and I study English literature and history to become a teacher as well.
My name is Luis and I'm 19 years old as well, and I study English literature and social studies, although I'm not planning on becoming a teacher.
We are doing this podcast for our MA and BA mentoring program by Dr. Jessica Bunshu in the course of our English studies, and we are really excited for that assignment. In advance, we want to say thank you to the Hochschulradio HoRads 88.6 for supporting us.
That's true. For us, it is not only important to raise awareness to the valuable work of the psychological counseling our university has to offer, but also to bring across the message that if you are struggling with anything mentally or psychologically, you are not alone. During the pandemic, according to a statistics over the German population by Statistica, almost 60% of the people in the age group of 18 to 39 around you were struggling hard or even very hard. Of course, also in non-pandemic times, almost every fourth person you see in the age group of 18 to 29 often or constantly feels lonely. You see, if you're struggling, you're not alone at all. Vanessa, we've got some impressions from the campus of the University of Stuttgart here for us, so let's tune in.
So we are asking students how they felt during the online semester, like in 2020, 2021.
Well, I felt pretty isolated at some point. I had no contact with other students, and I was just in my room all day, in front of a laptop, doing pretty much my stuff, and at the end of the day, I was still at home. I didn't get the college vibes, I didn't get to meet other friends. Yeah, that was actually really sad because I think I miss a few things that I was really hoping to see.
I get that point. I'm very grateful that I started my studies when we were allowed to come to the campus in person. I think especially in the beginning it is hard to get used to the whole situation, and I think having everything online would have kind of disappointed my expectation of studying at a university. In addition, I think my grades would have suffered a lot. Because I also had a few online courses last semester, and I remember that I wasn't motivated at all.
Yeah, to be honest, the self-learning experience was not so great for me as well. Especially in the first and second semester, my grades did suffer from it. And during the semesters influenced by COVID, it was increasingly difficult to socialize with other students, since the only time you actually saw them and talked with them was through a computer screen.
Yeah, of course, it was the only option we had, but I think it's a whole different experience to be in a room full of people you can get to know. We also asked one of our lecturers how he experienced the online semester with his students.
Your impressions about the students, how they were coping basically with the whole situation?
Overall, fairly well. You know, of course, a lot, every student had different issues and so
on. Of course,
on.
Yeah.
Some students had problems, of course, but overall, I'd say they did fairly well. Really adaptable, especially in March of 2020, mm-hmm. when everything first started, and sort of being adaptable to mm-hmm. an online format and sort of working with us as we sort of mm-hmm. figured everything out ourselves on the fly.
This sounds like some tough times. I'm really glad that at our university, we actually have some professionals and psychologists who are offering free psychological counseling. Vanessa and Luis, how were they at the forefront experiencing the past 2 years?
We asked the psychological council where a lot of students ask for help during the pandemic, and their response definitely surprised us. The first lockdown in spring of 2020 brought some strict contact restrictions, as we all know, and the switch to online teaching at universities all over Germany, a situation that many students initially perceived as relieving. They no longer had to commute, had time to catch up on or postpone tasks, and they also had more time for themselves. In the fall of 2020, the problems with which people came to the counseling center significantly changed. More and more students reported that they were suffering from a lack of social contacts and interactions, and that they were feeling lonely. Many students spent the entire day in front of a computer screen during the semester, and a lot of students had no daily structure because record lectures were available all week long. Many had difficulties getting out of bed, procrastinated a lot more, and worries about family members at risk also increased.
Yeah, moreover, an increasing number of students showed symptoms of depression. In 2020 alone, a total of 636 people visited the psychotherapeutics counseling center of the Studierendenwerk Stuttgart. Last year, in 2021, there were 776 people seeking advice and 1,677 conversations were held.
Wow, this is a lot. With those numbers, it becomes even more visible how invaluable psychological work is. Michelle, besides the pandemic-related issues, what does the psychological counseling offer to students of Stuttgart?
In general, the psychological counseling is an institution that will help you go through personal or interpersonal problems that people feel burdened about. For example, study problems or writing difficulties may be discussed, as well as work difficulties, but also mental problems, like the fear of exams, restlessness, or depressed moods. Through one or more conversations, you'll receive impulses for changes, helpful strategies, as well as self-help and information about therapy options. If needed, they will also provide you with further contact information and help you to find a therapist. The consultations are absolutely confidential, what means that the psychologists are subject to a duty of confidentiality, so they are not going to talk about your problems with anyone else. In addition to that, the consultations are free of charge.
That is a really wide range of topics that can be addressed there. So how do they work with people seeking help? Which possibilities do they have?
The problems that the students have to deal with are diverse. That's why various psychotherapeutic approaches and methods are used in counseling. The psychologists have completed or started additional psychotherapeutic training in various therapeutic directions. In a protected space, those who seek advice find space for their problems and feelings.
And do they have specific coping strategies or little tricks at hand that provide action-inducing help?
They will impart information, learning strategies, relaxation techniques, or emotion regulation strategies. In general, they always try to help people to help themselves whenever possible and thus strengthen those seeking advice in their independence and self-confidence.
What happens if someone expects the counseling to take longer than the official hour, or if a problem seems too big for one session?
If the problem cannot be treated adequately during the consultation, or if long-term therapy is required, they will discuss the options available and, if necessary, hand out further contact information. And remember, no problem is too big to be addressed and solved, and you will feel better after talking about it.
That sounds like so much helpful work. I think this will help so many people. How can the psychologist of the psychotherapeutical counseling of Stuttgart be contacted? How long do they have to wait for a session?
People who are seeking advice can currently receive an appointment within 3 weeks. The psychotherapeutic counseling is welcoming all students who are enrolled at one of the universities we support in Stuttgart, Ludwigsburg, Esslingen, Göppingen, and Horb. The confidential discussions usually take place on the premises of the Psychotherapeutic Counseling Center, which is located in the administration building of the Studierendenwerk at Rosenbergstraße 18. If you have to travel further or are currently in a semester abroad, you can also apply for video consultation. Appointments can be made by calling our social services secretariat. Their secretariat is always available Monday to Friday from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. You can reach them under the telephone number +49711 4470 1228.
Amazing! And even lecturers may consider to take professional counseling, right, Louis?
Yes, as long as you're an employee at the University of Stuttgart or any other university in Stuttgart, you're qualified for an appointment with a psychological counselor. I think not only the students, but also the lecturers suffered from the online semesters. I mean, they love teaching, they love interacting with students. So being in front of a laptop the whole day probably won't please them either.
This really sounds like great professional support. Remember, you're not alone. And because of that, before closing off this episode, we would like to introduce our idea of establishing self-help groups within the context of the University of Stuttgart. The vision basically encompasses little group meetings assisted by a professional psychologist from the counseling team. What are your thoughts on this, guys?
The team of the psychotherapeutic counseling is working on new concepts and methods that will be implemented in the future. These projects will also include group offers and workshops for students.
I think that would be a really great idea. Personally, I think it takes a lot of courage to claim professional help. I guess a self-help group would be perfect as a first small step because you either know the people, they often have the same problems, and they are within the same age range as well. I think it would be a great first start to open up to someone because the worst you can do is not talking about your problems. As we said, you are not alone and no problem is too big to be addressed and solved.
But wouldn't it be difficult for some students or uncomfortable to open up about themselves, to reveal their problems and identities? Shouldn't it rather be an anonymous self-help group?
That's a good point, but personally, I think that the people joining a self-help group open up and don't want people to reveal their problems to strangers who are not part of the group. I guess you have to build up some kind of trust in the course of the process. But I think the council will find a solution for the problem as well.
So guys, sadly, our time is up. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Let's make this University of Stuttgart an even better place for all those beautiful aspects Mr. Peterson spoke about in the beginning of our episode. The University of Stuttgart is a magical place for self-development, personal growth, and experiments. Bye!
Bye! Bye.